the Vietnamese trade in dongs. Figuratively and literally, I'm sure.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I did decide to look it up. 500,000 dongs is a good night for Pop's ex.
Like most women, he's an emotional thinker.
Good God.
I mean, that's part of the problem we're having now in our society is we have a bunch of emotional thinkers that want the world to, you know, to fall in line with their emotions. That's not... look, reality doesn't give a shit about emotions.
It's my lived truth.
Fuck your lived truth.
No, it's not. It's your perspective.
Kiss my ass.
Literally, like, hey, Sarm Pop, you got to turn your bear suit. I'm like, over my dead body.
No.
Just give me a statement of charges. Yeah. You're never getting this guy. Yeah. You can suck it.
I'm going to wear this with my Russian coat.
you will bury me in this. Hey! Why got to fucking be like that, man?
Because I'm an asshole, and I learned from the best. I'm sitting across from him, and I'm pointing at you with all four fingers.
All right, first of all, the Russian jacket. Is World War II surplus.
I'll send you a picture of it, Sarge.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I got you standing wearing it with holding two giant buckets like you just collected all the chum from behind the dump dumpster at the bar and you're going to go home and make ice cream out of it. Hey, what's going on, you cantankerous cadavers? Welcome to Grunt Speak.
Live from the lair.
I'm Slab Flanksteak. That's Blast Hard Cheese. We got Quads O Glute Sweat over there behind his desk. And then we got Dr. Strange Warf, or as I like to call him, Thump Peckwitch.
What?
I don't know.
Where do you get these names? Do you have like this like Rolodex in your ass that you choose names from?
I just got names that I write down when I think them up, and I just throw them all.
That's awesome.
That's inside awesome. Of your head, man.
Now I want to make head. An announcement to everyone watching the show. I was an incredible negative Nelly during the Tuesday live stream, and I apologize. Yeah. And I apologize to everyone out there. I was expecting a 20 million ballot dump sometime between 1 and 4 in the morning to awaken in the morning to a
shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that did not happen, but it still doesn't feel right.
Well, I mean, we have over 2.5 months at this point for them to pull some more shit.
Yes, and
so, yeah.
We actually have members of the Senate trying to advocate quote-unquote resistance, and we all know what that is. All right, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Yes, yeah. Don't you love how the people who are literally the shills of the deep state and parrot all of their talking points and champion all of their so-called causes consider themselves the resistance?
Yeah, get the hell out of here. Now, I get it. I get it. Well, you have, how many people voted for her?
I believe 66 million. And I'm sure only half of those were dead.
Well, we have, let's say 47 million living individuals who have literally sucking the cock of the liberal left for years. And, They're just morons. They're falling for all of this propaganda.
True.
And I would like to see all of these talking heads who are parroting all of these lies to incite fear, to have them sued into the Stone Age. Because, I mean, come on.
Yeah, they deliberately radicalized people to the point where three different attempts were made on a former sitting president, soon to be future president's life.
No, no, don't get me wrong.
But we're being the ones, being labeled divisive.
Correct. You know, and first of all, you know, Trump never said he's going to like put people up against a wall and execute them.
You should hear the stuff that the college kids are regurgitating right now.
Yeah, I know, because they're morons.
Yep.
They sit there and look you in the face and go, well, I'm college educated.
Means nothing.
I mean, you're brainwashed.
Yes. Yeah.
And because you can regurgitate information, and I can probably go online and see your college professor's syllabus, the books that he sells, that he writes, well, and gets kickbacks on, and figure out what you think.
We've done shows about this in the past.
It's
like two-thirds of your college education is to make you well-rounded. Well, who's fucking paying for this?
The only thing they mean by well-rounded is to be able to get up to a 9-to-5 to go to a building to be a tax slave.
In the book.
That's it. Don't question your routine.
Mm-hmm. What were we going to say, Steve?
Well-rounded just means compliant.
Yes, yep. That's really all it means.
That's it.
Yes.
That's all it means.
1,000%.
Yep.
And like, I went and took an editing class a couple of years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting down there, and the guy's going through my old transcript from OCC, and he's like, well, you seem to be all caught up, so we don't really have to add anything. And I go, I wouldn't take anything anyway.
Yeah.
I just want this one class. And he gives me this strange look, and I'm like, I've been through this ringer before. I'm not falling for your bullshit. And if you dare say I have to take some gender studies bullshit, I will have this whole place locked up in court fast so you can say fuck off.
Damn right. Back to the what we're talking about, these so-called educated people talking about their rights being taken away. I have learned the secret ingredient for just getting their brains to lock up like somebody threw a freaking monkey wrench into the cog machine. Which rights specifically are you worried about?
No, you're a bigot.
And then you just homophobic. So the dot matrix printer kicks in.
But here's the thing.
Yeah, the blue screen of death.
They are hiding murder behind the word right.
That's exactly it.
Well, they might be confused. Like, I can't either schmishmorshin my kid or get my kid, you know, drafted by BlackRock and Vanguard to Ukraine. Maybe they're confused.
I don't know.
Forbid you actually want, you know, people to have a healthy, prosperous life.
Well, if they weren't confused, they would understand that only, you know, men can get women pregnant and only women can carry babies.
It's correct.
And that's when I hear about these people all the time and trying to be like, I'm sorry, I have no vested interest whatsoever in listening to the opinion of someone who thinks men can have periods and women can have erections. Okay. Mm-hmm. It does nothing for me. I am wasting my time being in the same room with somebody who's stealing my oxygen and has these thoughts and thinks that they're okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have zero fucks to give over this insanity. It needs to go away.
And that's why we're here tonight, is to celebrate the coping and seething.
So let me tell a little story about a phone conversation I had this morning. I waited a day. I have four sisters. Of the four, three are berserker liberals.
Berserker liberals.
One lives in a private, tiny little bubble. She married very well and lives in Coconut Grove, which is an exclusive neighborhood in Miami. Mm. Her house is worth a couple mil, probably. She married well. And so she lives in that liberal bubble of wealth and thinks that everything that the news media says is actually happening, it's just not happening in her little bubble.
Of course.
One was a teacher who just bought the whole thing, and she's just the things that come out of her mouth, I just like, I can't take it. But the other is a professor.
I can't do it.
It's just incredible. But the one I talked to this morning is a professor at an exclusive university in Florida where she teaches business education. And she has a measured IQ of like 142. But she's never been out of the education bubble. So I call her this morning, and right off the bat, she launches into how in Florida now, you'll go to jail if you try to get an abortion. And if they don't even do medical emergency abortions, and all of her friends are going to die, and this, that, and the other. I'm like,
that amendment was literally struck down. It didn't get voted in.
Yeah.
No, she claims that it did, though.
It didn't.
Well, yes, I know.
And the recreational marijuana bill.
Bigot! 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 Bigot!
Guilty as charged.
Istaphobe-igot covers everything.
Yeah.
No. I'm attempting to mimic the brain pattern of what I was dealing with. As I was trying to explain to her that, wait, no, that's not actually, and she just that's lost it. And she's like, my friend has a medical problem, and she had cancer, and she has all these injuries, and if she had to get an abortion, she'd die.
Well, she maybe wouldn't have cancer if she didn't go around getting HPV by sucking it through a hole in the wall.
Did I mention the part where she's a senior professor at this exclusive university?
Oh, my God. No, don't.
Okay. Shit. All of her friends are? No.
College kids, liberals?
Childless cat ladies?
No. Eggs.
No eggs. None of them are getting zero eggs per hour.
The barren wastelands.
Well, put so it did this you... way. Her husband drives a Maserati, okay? That's the level we're talking about here.
Does he know Rick?
What? No, but never... he knows Crockett and Tubbs.
Okay. All right.
Crockett and Tubbs.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I had a real life version of it this morning.
So hang on. Does she have any children?
Two.
Okay. I'm sorry.
How old are they?
Teenagers.
I'm sorry.
Both of them wish they weren't white.
They're fucked.
Of course. What the
they're fucked.
Yep.
Yes. See, now that mindset at that age is concerning because that's not going to go away. Just going to go away with an election.
Why do you think they got so many people to jump on the Truen bandwagon?
Yeah.
When you bake it into these kids' noodles during their formative years that their identity is negative, but you can give them a selection of positive ones to choose from so that they can join the special victimhood Olympics. They're going to jump at it.
This will go one of two ways. Either it will stay with them for the rest of their lives and they will have this low self-esteem, or
it'll backfire spectacularly.
They're going to come home from somewhere one day wearing tailored Hugo Boss suits and polished jack boots. And my sister's going to lose her shit, but it'll be her fault because that kind of backlash is it's one or the other. You don't get a moderate version of it.
But hang on. So your sister lives in a $2 million house in a gated community.
No, that's the older sister.
Uh-huh.
And my baby sister is the one who is the professor with the husband who drives the Maserati. She lives in Boca.
Which is Spanish for mouth, which is probably what she should shut.
Now, if I was going to move to Florida with my budget, I could have a trailer.
Yes.
That's about it.
Yeah, your case may be a Gaylor.
Just pop up at the truck stop.
A place
for butt stuff. I could probably get you a one-bedroom flat above one of the bathhouses.
He should have a pop-up tent.
On Miami Beach, yeah.
Nothing good happens in those bathhouses.
Most of the people there wear thongs.
No, thank you.
On the daily.
That sounds horrifying.
I'm not even kidding, though. Not even remotely kidding. That's the terrible part is I'm not even remotely kidding.
Pop walking around, long sleeves, long pants, surrounded by banana hammocks. He'd be in heaven.
No.
It's a horrible visual.
But that's exactly what I went down to hang out with Buddy Broomer about last year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I walked around in the same shit. He goes, "Aren't you hot?" I'm like,
"You did the same thing in Vegas. It was like 110 degrees."
Because I mean, it's hot, but it's not like Iraq hot. I mean, I'm kidding,
right?
Look like sweaty Waldo walking through Vegas.
Come on. I was a lot fatter sweaty back Waldo. Then.
Well, he had tit sweat.
Because I had moobs.
Yeah, moob sweat.
I had to get rid of them.
The moob sweat is very real.
That was in 22 when I realized that I needed to start make the needle goes south.
Yep. And you live alone a little too long when, if you're out of salt, you just scrub your moob sweat onto the mashed potatoes.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
Wow. You disgusting, nasty bastard.
It's like cootie juice in the dishes.
Cootie juice is on the dishes and moobie sweat on your potatoes.
What's
the next logical step?
Listen, you got to understand. There's a reason.
You're so injured, dude. Who hurt you, man?
There's a reason. Well,
who hurt you, bro?
When I was a kid, Bozo the Clown touched me.
But hey, there's a reason.
He tried to make my dick squeak.
There's a reason why I call this place the lair instead of a home.
Yes.
All right.
Because home is where the heart is and yours is cold, black, and dead.
What happens if you don't have a heart?
Well, it's a whole other. It's like a lich thing. And
it's a lich thing.
He doesn't have a heart injury. He has a phylactery. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Very much so.
That's the D&D in me speaking.
We got some super chats here real quick. Just a few of them. I'll rip through them, and then we'll get into our first article because we're going to go over how it went versus or how it started versus how it's going.
So many tears.
We'll leave it up to you guys in the chat as well as you guys in this room. I have some fucked up and funny submissions for tonight. However, virtually all of our content is coming in the form of tweets and videos as well from the Butthurt Leftoids. Having fun and we haven't gone through all of them at like 9:15, 9:30, and you guys just want to keep that going,
no problem.
No problem.
I'm okay with that. Yeah. Hey,
did anybody watch any of The View?
I watched a couple of seconds.
Dude.
And I just sat there chuckling. I was at work. I'm like, I have to see this.
I went onto my fucking phone. I DVR'd that shit. I don't watch it, but I was either like, when's that on? I fucking DVR'd it. They were so angry. It made me so happy. Like,
they need to get rid of that show, man.
No, leave it. It's comedy.
Like, I need entertainment, man. It's like, I got like, that's my daughter. Hey, like, don't end up like that.
Nah. Don't let this happen to you.
They can smurf my goddamn balls.
I mean, seriously. Ugh, Whoopi Goldberg is. Well, what did that video that Big Bad Wolf sent us say? It looks like she ate her former self and puked it out, and this is the monstrosity that stands before us today.
Yeah. So, Steve, how many offs do we give about this?
A bucket. We have a couple of buckets out back.
Buckets of offs. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, you got to match the offs with the fucks.
Yeah,
thus the fuck offs.
Okay. We just follow rules.
That's
we're not
right.
We're not the left.
It's simple math.
Yeah, we respond to facts, logic, and reason instead of emotions, propaganda, and reeing.
I literally have no fucks to give over the delusional left and all of the carnage that they've fucking caused amongst themselves.
I'm usually not a rub it in their person face, and to me it's not even really about rubbing it in their face. It's more about keep the momentum and the traction and pulverize these sons of fucking bitches. So this whole communist woke shit is just fucking out.
Well, the bottom line is this: for the past 4 years, we have been subjected to nonstop propaganda and psychological projection.
Yes. And
these people are terrified. Oh my God. What if he goes after his political enemies? That would be the end of the republic. Well, first of all, they never call it a republic. So that's me bringing
democracy.
Facts into it.
Yeah, this is the first time I've heard him talk about how it's a fucking republic. They never want
to
say
we
it
need
is.
To create a new sport here at the Redonkulous Regiment called Rub It in Your Face.
Rub It in Your Face.
We need to become so good at it, it becomes a sport.
Bring back shaming. I'm losing some social media followers.
Shaming works.
Yeah. It's a good thing. I'm doing it right.
So when people talk about how they're not proud of their country, tell them you're as proud of it now as you've ever been. Rub their face in it like they just shit on the carpet and just grab them by the scruff and just, see what you see. You like that?
But here's the thing. If they had pulled that shenanigans and, pulled 20 million votes out of their ass and there was a mysterious Harris win, we could quite possibly be in the beginnings of a two-way rifle range.
We could still be.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. We can. There's 2.5 months. It is 2.5 months between now and January 20th.
But here's the thing. The guys on the right don't really have the advantage. The left has Antifa, BLM, they have the whole infrastructure in place. They have the intel and all of that stuff. We have to be playing catch up.
Well, the thing is, being organized only helps to a point. There's a reason why the Americans defeated the regulars.
Well, we can go.
Just saying, they had all the training, all the weaponry, and everything like that. The only thing that kicked it off is when they tried to come and confiscate our weapons. No, it wasn't about tea.
No,
it was about them trying to confiscate an
Lexington
armory.
And Concord was they were going to get the ammunition. Yes.
And what you had was people were fighting guerrilla style warfare against people who were hyper organized and they didn't know what to do. Francis Marion, great example. The Swap Fox used to just come little sniper attacks and then he would lead the regulars into the swamp and then just let the disease and the animals and the insects do the job.
And he got that. He got that tactic from Rogers Rangers.
Yeah. Yes. I used to bang one of his descendants. It was actually pretty awesome.
So one of the other things we saw.
Your mom.
Hang on. Let Steve talk.
One of the other things we saw over the lockdowns and all of that stuff is whenever one or two of us resisted and fought back, they crumble. So all of their organization and intelligence, everything isn't worth a damn thing because they can't hold the line when it comes time.
Exactly. You're talking about people who need a safe space from opinions.
Remember Multilocks? let alone what Kyle Rittenhouse did to the one guy, shot him at point blank, blew his arm off.
That was awesome.
Do you remember Multilocks?
Oh, you mean Beetlejuice?
Do you remember that one? The female that took the swing at their one guy, and he just absolutely decked her ass.
Oh, God. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was amazing.
Yeah. And here's another thing that's probably going to take place within a year of Trump taking office is you're going to see the restraints of the DOJ go away. And he's probably going to make it one justice for everyone instead of persecuting people who defend themselves.
Top three tiers of DOJ needs to go bye-bye.
Correct. And that's not just the DOJ. It's all of the intelligence agencies need to, the top three tiers need to be fired or retired.
Yes, they do.
All right. And all of the intelligence agencies.
You could probably get rid of
them. Stand by. All of the DOJ top three tiers, they need to go away.
And most of the bureaus themselves need to go away.
And you know what? Trump has been releasing plans on his own social networks that the mainstream media refuses to cover.
Of course. Which is why we all know that it was an inside job in Butler, Pennsylvania, because CNN never live covers a Trump rally.
But here's the thing. He was a president. He was taken down by cheating. All right. In my opinion, of course. And by the numbers, it looks like cheating. All right. Now, people are going to get mad at me for saying this. That was a blessing in disguise.
It was.
Because we got to see exactly what they want to do.
Yeah, it really pulled the curtain back.
Yes.
It would have been another 4 years of impeachment and then, bullshit and blockades in legislature.
That's correct. A good point.
But hang on. Now he's in, right? He's 78 years old. He was shot once and survived by divine intervention. That man has nothing left to lose.
Yep.
So he'll be 82 when he rotates out. And more than likely, if he lives to the end of his term, he won't really live much longer than that. Most people, that's it.
Hey, if he does everything that he wants to do, I could die satisfied.
I'm expecting a couple more attempts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, probably just during the transition.
There's
phase.
A reason why they are starting to peddle this fiction at such a furious pace. They're hoping to radicalize somebody to the point where they pick up a pew-pew again.
Hey, did you see the thing they're trying to float now? A couple of them are trying to float. Oh, Trump actually won the last election, so he can't serve a third term.
Yeah, I could actually see that.
Wow.
No, see, a couple of people tried to float that. I saw
he didn't
Twitter
get to serve in office. There were the election results of cheating were certified. So
which means, you've just admitted to cheating, so now you all go to jail for sedition.
Treason.
The projection and the gaslighting is, and the amount, there's so many people too, like yesterday and today, just like that were on, obviously not on our side, for lack of a better term, that were just pricks for years and just like, oh, well. Sorry, let's pretend it never happened. Like, no, fuck you. You destroyed people's business. Oh, no,
that was the narrative like six months ago and beyond. For the past year. They're like, but look, we all need to get along now and move forward.
No,
go fuck yourself.
Yep.
I want to see every motherfucker in Cobo Hall who wheeled in boxes of ballots after 1 a.m.
And it wasn't for lack of trying this time either.
Yeah, the people who were putting up pizza boxes to block view. I want to see the deputies, everyone who supported that shit in fucking jail.
What about those certifying officials, the Wayne County board that were intimidated and not fucking signing off? They came out and said they were not going to sign, and people showed up at their house and they weren't given protection at their house and they had to fucking sign off. It's fucking bullshit.
We have the dirtiest Secretary of State in the country.
Oh, she's a commie.
She has lost. She's a fucking 10 communist. Lawsuits over election integrity, and the media has not talked about.
She's a communist.
Yeah. Hang on. What were you saying, Steve?
Nessel is the ringleader. Whitmer is their sock puppet.
Yep.
And Benson is Nessel's Quasimodo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, that just is what it is.
they're all can't understand normal thinkers, no matter which way
you spin. They really are. They really are. Blake, I think we need to get to the fun. We're going down the dark, dark.
Yes,
rabbit.
I know.
Yeah, we are.
Well, let's rip into
where the bunnies get killed.
All right, we're going to read these YouTube chats here, and then we'll get into this first article here. We're going to talk about how it started. Shark dentures. When I was in college, I was a moron, too. But at least I could still be open to new or contrary information. That skill seems to be lost now. Yeah, because back when we were in college, we were taught critical thinking. Now they just teach you what to think.
Yep.
Wow. No excuse for stupidity. We're all stupid, but only a few of us are wise. Yeah, well, most of us just, what did Christoph say in The Truman Show? We accept the reality of the world with which we're presented. Most people deliberately don't like to look beneath the surface because it's too hard.
Oh, check this out. There's an email
here. The Truman Show is just Plato's allegory of the cave.
I just got an email from one of our fans.
Yes.
Saying Putin released a 4,000-page report exposing how the elites rigged 2024.
2024?
Yeah.
This past one?
Yes.
Well, they might have tried to rig it and it didn't work.
But because there's too many eyes.
Yep.
And people were not playing that game anymore.
Oh, yeah. Project Veritas was on the ground when those three people with huge containers of ballots decided they were going to walk into Cobo Hall the other night. And oops, we got their faces. We got the security letting them in. Sorry. Not sorry.
There's going to be a lot of... Listen, you're going to see the media playing Trump's the dictator because he's just trying to bring back a semblance of normalcy. Mm-hmm. Because what we have going down with the left, literally, if they kept winning elections, the whole country would be California.
Yep.
California literally can't pay their own fucking bills because they're giving away money hand over fist to stay in power. It's the freebie, vote for me mentality.
Yep. And what I love about this election, too, is that they can't use the typical cope, which is we need to abolish the Electoral College.
Oh, my God.
He won the popular vote, too.
So. Oh, he creamed it this time.
But here's
smoked
the thing.
This shit.
This is the definition of a landslide.
But the thing about the Electoral College is the old, you know, dirt farters who came up with the Constitution realized that if you have no Electoral College, the whole country would be run by mob rule.
It's two wolves and a sheep fighting over what's for dinner.
Correct.
That's democracy.
Because every pure democracy that has ever existed has failed monumentally.
Just like communism. Oh, they just haven't done it right.
Without the Electoral College, in the day of the founders, Philadelphia, Boston, and New York would have decided everything. Yeah. Now it would be New York, Chicago, L.A. and Atlanta and Houston deciding the fate of the entire country.
Yeah, fuck.
I have heard people say, and I agree with them, that for electing senators within the states, the counties should have their own electoral colleges.
Damn right.
I've been saying that for years.
Absolutely. Yep.
They should.
The counties should have their own electoral college.
But they'll never pass that because there's way more red counties than blue counties. Because they one of the copes.
That's how you pass it.
Yeah, one of the copes about Kamala not performing better than Biden in any county, in any states. Well, she did outperform Biden in like 58 counties. Yeah, the blue shitholes.
Yeah.
We have 109 counties in Michigan.
Yes.
58 counties. Get
means nothing.
All right. Are there any more super chats on
Yes,
YouTube?
There are.
Let's get through these.
Shadow Tempest. Hey, Top, saw something funny here or cringe. I made the mistake of combing Twitter for salt, and I found some based takes from freaking furries of all people on some Trump pages. It's weird.
That's like creepy as fuck.
That's a
we need to show it.
Yeah, I know, man. That's like finding a full bag of chips in a dumpster.
That whole thing is just bizarre.
Blake, are you going through dumpsters looking for bags of chips again?
Yeah. That whole furry thing.
Doritos are really fucking expensive now, man.
Listen, man. That whole furry thing is about as demented as swinging.
Yeah, it's a true story.
Yeah, all that shit's weird. It's just, it's not gross. It's just fucking weird.
One of my favorite threads on Reddit is open marriage regret. It should be called no fucking shit.
Yeah.
What? Just fucking weird. Just fucking right, weird.
Next one.
Sky
next
Shark 425. One. Thanks for letting one-to-one take a shower during the great blackout of 02. Actually, the great blackout was 03. But it's all good.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was August of 03. I remember specifically my dad was in a coma in the hospital.
What was that guy's name? Wow.
What is his name? Skyshark 425.
He might have, he might have a soldier from the 425 Lewis Infantry watching the show.
Hey, if that's true, Skyshark, let us know.
Yeah.
Fan I am from Australia. Say the men have won and the Bolsheviks ain't happy. I guess we're the Mensheviks now. As for the women that are unhappy about it, women Sheviks? How about Bullshitviks?
Ah, here we go.
And I am again. I like spoonerisms. E.g., half a bucket would be baff a hook it. Just steer clear of the full buckets. Bullfuckets? Okay. Nice. What do we got here? Skip on. Pete Meyer, good to see you, sir. Sick at effers. That's how we roll, man. Ken J, 1090. My younger brother came home from work Wednesday morning. We took one look at each other and started singing, "You are coping, coping and seething." It was glorious.
Damn.
I've been singing it too.
That's awesome.
Sky Shark says Pete Meyer voted for Kamala. Oh, he must be in the lurch.
That's definitely one of your guys.
They're fucking with each other already.
I love it. Listen, everyone in the regiment gets fucked with.
Yes.
So become a member and join the inside jokes.
Gay!
Fan I am. If Trump actually won his last election, wouldn't that mean Biden would be charged with something? Well, the thing is, I think Biden's going to be dead before any court would actually be able to throw his ass in prison for treason.
I don't know that he's not dead now.
Yeah. Very well, maybe. I don't know.
Hang on. If the left was really smart.
They're not.
They would have. I know. But if they were, they would have said, okay, Trump won. And then they put all kinds of obstacles in his path, and then let him win the second term and do the same thing until he's gone.
Yep.
Then we never would have got that snapshot of exactly what the globalists want for this country.
Yeah. When they think that they have to make up for lost time, they wind up showing their ass, and it's not a good look.
Nope.
Micah, is anything going to happen to Millie? That motherfucker needs to be charged with treason.
Well, okay, hang on. First of all, as I did 33 years in the service, and I can honestly tell you, I've met probably a couple of dozen generals in my time. Two of them were pretty good. The rest of them were dick sucking, ass kissing, you know, fruit salad on their chest, pieces of fucking shit.
Millie.
And he's one of them. And like once these guys... Yeah, you know, become a battalion commander. Then you'll have captains underneath you who want to kiss your ass and put you in for awards. And it's same thing. You go lieutenant, colonel, general, and they just keep adding more of this fucking fruit salad because people are kissing his ass, and it's disgusting. And you're right, that motherfucker. You would expect a general to have some cojones and go, "Hey man, this whole thing we're doing here. It's not good for the military. It's not good for the soldiers, servicemen. This is bullshit." But he kept his mouth shut, and for that, I condemn him.
And he literally gave aid and comfort to the enemy, which is the definition of, treason.
I don't remember.
That is treason.
Well, yes. He specifically called China and said, "Oh, he's not going to do anything. Don't worry. Oh, yeah, I'll make sure that it doesn't happen." Yeah. That's treason.
That's a court-martial offense right there.
Yep.
Just saying.
It's absolutely a court-martial offense.
And how many times has Biden committed treason? I lost count.
I would love it if they court-martialed Milley and reduced him to lieutenant colonel.
Yeah, I mean, if leaving $80 billion worth of weaponry for the Taliban isn't giving aid and comfort to the enemy, I don't know what is.
No, that's the very definition of
treason. All right, hang on.
Yeah. Maybe it's by proxy, but it still happened.
Here's my view on all of that shit being left behind. You had a bunch of people, you know, in position, who didn't have the experience of logistics to get it out of there. You know, nobody was willing to make a decision to scuttle that equipment. Okay. And then they ran out of time. And the best answer is, all right, we're all just fucking leaving. And we had 13 people killed at a gate or a checkpoint from a car bomb or a suicide bomber. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in 04, we had individuals who worked some of those gates, you know, get inside the blast radius of these car bombs, and there was nothing left but bits of boots. That's horrible.
Yeah, just a bit.
I'm sorry, I went in the weeds there, and it's totally dark.
I'm just saying, like, if we have a story for every Super Chat, we're going to be here all night.
Yeah.
9NDA3 from Poland. I wish you guys live long with Tim Pool. I watched you guys live along with Tim Pool, Ben Shapiro, and Charlie Kirk. Why did you watch The Small Hat? I'm just asking. It was glorious seeing Trump win and getting House, Senate as well. America will rise up again. USA, USA. Don't watch Shapiro. Okay. That motherfucker, he was talking all kinds of mad shit about Trump, and he only flipped his shit once he realized that Trump was inevitable, okay? The dude is a fair-weather friend.
He is a weasel.
He is an absolute weasel. I mean, I wouldn't want to have to worry about debating the dude, because he clearly can think on his feet, and he knows all the dirty tricks. Doesn't make him right all the time.
He's a really good debater.
Yeah.
And he's a master debater. He's married, probably doesn't get a lot of... Poo nanny, so he's become a master to me.
Yeah, it's all good. His sister has some nice milkers, though. Jay Ritter, have a celebrity for loco on me, guys, or celebratory for loco on me, guys. Thank you.
Have a celebrity.
Hanging around with you too much, man.
Thank you.
Have a celebrity for loco.
Yeah. Have a celebrity for loco. I would better than a celebrity P. Diddy. Now, Arnell Vensor, Dick Cheney supported Kamala, yet the leftoids were silent about that. Yeah, it seems like... The people who used to be Hitler become their best buddies when they're out of office, as long as they toe the TDS line.
Mm-hmm.
It's pathetic, actually. Don't forget Liz Cheney, too.
We can go on for hours.
That pile of worthless.
Roll through these super chats, man.
That woman is a pap smear in human form.
Oh, I got to write that down. God damn, you're on fire, bro.
Jay the Cat. Trump is going to meet with Biden. Any bets he asks for a pardon for Hunter in exchange for some favors while he's still in office?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, Biden, I think Biden is officially on the Trump train after shit that they pulled on him. You can tell he is not happy.
Yep.
He's going to roll. He's going to turn witness and informant.
He's going to die in a year or two.
Well, the thing is, if they found him not fit to stand trial for his extraordinarily long list of high crimes and misdemeanors, they're going to claim that he's not mentally fit to be a witness either.
You know, there's a real simple way for them to get out of this, and it's for one of his nurses to usher in the day of the pillow.
Yes. The day of the pillow.
The day of the pillow. I got to write that down.
The day of the pillow. Or she could just sit on his face and muffocate him.
It's going to be okay, Joe.
It'll be fine. Great. Close your eyes and think of Corn Pop. he was a bad dude. Jim Eagle, you guys need to find the video of XQC cashing out his losing $700,000 bet on Kamala.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you hear about the French dude who bet $40 million on Trump?
No.
That dude is set for the rest. Not that he wasn't already, but he's set for the rest of his days now.
Who would take that bet? That's a huge amount of money.
Leftist in an echo chamber would take that bet.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Obviously, this XQC person thought they could put down 700 G's on come swallow a heels up, pull my Harris, but can't do a presser.
Oh, he's going to get a visit from fucking Vinny the Clam and Joey.
You want what's funny? Those are nice shoes. You know what would look better? Cement.
Hey, Shark Vinny. Thank you, rabbit.
All right. Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
The console Yeti. Shark Dentures, Minnesota voters for Harris just wanted to be rid of walls. Yeah, they went balls to the walls with that motherfucker.
We already ripped that guy apart enough.
Well, he's a piece of shit.
Yes.
All right. So let's take a look at how it started.
Okay.
All the lefty election predictions that have aged like milk. Of course, all these sources are on redonkulous.com. Definitely check them out. Stephen King from back in June. Trump is going to lose. Prepare for it.
Yeah, I'm so ashamed of that, man.
I was ashamed of him when he wrote Dreamcatcher. Now I'm really ashamed of him. This is my personal favorite here.
Okay, so let's keep it together, people. I haven't changed my map. Check it out. I still have... Harris is getting 349 electoral votes. It's going to be a landslide. I know a lot of you are sleeping better because we're having discussions and you're starting to realize this is very realistic. I also have people saying not only do they agree with me on Florida, but so many people are telling me to change Texas to blue. I'm going to still leave it at red. Look at how many votes we have to play with.
Oh, yeah, so many votes.
Don't listen to CNN or any of the media. They're just going straight off these weird polls and They keep saying everyone's neck and neck.
What polls was he going off of to give Kamala 349? All right,
hang on, hang on. He's,
they live in bizarre
world. Listen. Yeah, right. I was just going to say that. All right, keep going.
Oh, he just goes on and on, and it's basically just restating shit over and over.
Fuck that guy. Move on to the next one.
Harry Sisson, of course.
Who's that?
That's the 18-year-old simp.
Oh, that fucking cuck.
Who insists he wasn't paid, even though we have the paperwork proving that his agency was paid directly by the DNC.
I'm going to fuck his wife when he gets married.
I was going
to
say,
he's going to get married, and then I'm going to bang. Wow.
I'm gonna bang his wife, and I'm going to be the dad.
I'm just saying, dude, you'd be at the back of a very long line.
Well, I mean, he's only banging dudes himself, so I mean, like, it's not going to be that bad. You know,
this is the kind of dude who gargles cum before he swallows.
Ah, stop it! He's going to fill me and his wife on chatterbait.
God.
And when it comes out of his wife's...
I'm going to find it. Stop! Stop! Move along!
Would you prefer blistering or pistering?
Blistering! Oh my god.
When it comes out of Amy Horton, it's blistering. When it comes out of an average chick, it's pistering.
It just burns after Amy Horton.
God. And then there's the estrogen.
Raymond just pops into the stream and goes, what the fuck did I just walk into? When Biden wins in November, you'll be leaving. You'll be heading back to Mar-a-Lago to be Trump's emotional support dog during all of his criminal trials. Hope you enjoy that role. I hope you enjoy the role of filming your wife from the corner. Using your own tears as lubricant. Brian takes it in the Assenstein. Mark my tweet. This Trump rally at MSG will cost Trump the election and Pennsylvania. There are 450,000 Puerto Ricans in Pennsylvania who can all take a joke better than you can take a dick, apparently, Brian. I don't care if this guy's a comedian. You don't joke about race at all. Political rally for president where kids are.
We joke about race all the time on the show.
This is, Krasenstein is one of those people I like to chain to a wall that I walk by every morning on my way to work and slap on my way to work and just keep him alive to like slap him every morning.
But I've been to Puerto Rico and it's there's a lot of trash.
It's a what are you gonna do? Aged like milk. Oh, here's Harry Sisson again, or Harry Sissy as we should call him.
You can call her Madam President in 19 days.
No, you can't.
It's okay. You can call her a Madam Vice President. You'll call her Madam President soon. It's you're just like deliberately being disrespectful. You don't notice how like
you were just funny disrespectful by calling me Jay Coe.
Please. Is that not your
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Nice. That dude has so much soy in his bloodstream. I can smell it from here.
Yep.
Morgan J. Freeman. Not that one. Nothing can stop what's coming. Prison? No. Oh, here we go. Rob Reiner, a man who used to make great movies before he literally became Meathead.
Kamala Harris will be the 47th president of the United States.
Nope. Emma Vigeland, her final Electoral College prediction was that Harris sweeps all seven swing states and ekes out Iowa. And she predicted 325 electoral votes.
What is the total that Trump has?
I'll look it up. Steve. I'm on that. Give me a second.
I love it.
Keep going.
Lincoln Project. We're voting. Trump is losing. Democracy is winning.
I love how they call this democracy when she was literally picked because of her skin color.
Yes.
Nobody wanted her. She couldn't get any delegates.
Yep.
And now she's running for the fucking president, and you know, less than half the country fell for this bullshit.
No, yep. She ran. Past tense. She's gone. She's done.
Yeah, you're right.
All done.
So, all done.
Trump has 295.
Winning.
No, he's got more than that.
CNN is showing.
Is there any questions still? Is there any states still like waiting to officially declare?
Nevada and Arizona.
I think Arizona called it today.
Who'd they call?
Ghostbusters, man.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, who else would you call?
Well, you got to call the Ghostbusters.
It looks because like Trump has Nevada as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got to call the slaughter.
You got to call the Ghostbusters because 20 million people didn't show up to vote.
Oh shit! I didn't know this. Did you know Tim Walz lost his? Did you know Tim Walz lost his home county to Trump?
That's awesome. Yes.
Now, first of all.
I got 312 coming up all over the place in the chat, so I think CNN is just refusing to update there, Steve.
It's totally possible. Totally possible.
There was a blurb on
MSNBC was telling the truth the other day.
I know, it's amazing, right?
There was a blurb on CNN. I caught it. I want to like some like compilation thing, but it was an economist more to the right, and he was basically talking Anderson Cooper and Van Jones and a couple of them. He's just basically like, you know, this is a referendum on like the working class American of feeling like insulted and yada, yada, yada.
Yep.
And you could just see the visible fear in these feminine cucks yep. on CNN. Like, oh my God. Yeah.
Just this is a repudiation. Bitches.
Hang on.
It's a repudiation of over 8 years of propaganda.
Uh-huh.
It's a repudiation of anybody who thought the 2020 election wasn't rigged just because it went in their favor. And it's going to backfire on every single person who swallowed the propaganda like a greedy little cum slut legendarily.
Oh, yeah.
I'm hoping the politicians, I'm hoping governors and senators and all that start getting, they get it.
Yep.
But I don't know. Like I said, there's been that leaked footage of Jamie Raskin saying they're not going to certify and stuff like that. You know,
he can try, but the thing by. Is, because he's got the popular vote mandate, that was something that they did not expect.
Yeah.
Well, when they rigged it to cheat, so of course not.
Yeah. And he still won.
Again, because they rigged it in 16.
But they need to investigate 2020.
Yep.
And literally dismantle that cheating machine that they have.
They need to call up all up to hundreds of sworn affidavits, which means that they are legally punishable by perjury law. Not a single person who signed a sworn affidavit swearing to seeing and witnessing fraud was ever prosecuted.
Correct.
That by itself is admission that it was rigged.
We could get rid of the mail-in absentee or just make it for very extreme, specific circumstances.
Overseas troops, period.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes. You could take your happy ass to, and maybe give it a national holiday. Look at all the other shit we give off.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, why? Like, seriously, you know how many people I know that are completely able-bodied and just, like, right, they basically by. Was easier?
These motherfuckers get Juneteenth off, but we don't get election day off.
Hang on. We need to revamp the entire voting thing because we have too many parasites who do not contribute shit to this country.
Damn right.
They should not be allowed to vote.
Yep.
Amen.
Just like a driver's registration, you need to pass a civic exam, and you need to be a net taxpayer.
Yes.
Damn right.
That's it.
Oh, fan or a veteran. Fan I am jumps in again. If women get a pap smear, what do trans women get? A poop smear?
Sounds about right.
Pete Meyer back in the chat. Go Hairy Balls 2024. Rangers says, we're all relieved. Brian Rangers, we're all relieved that the right man is in office. Well, not yet. January 20th will happen.
It's a minute away.
John Abernathy threw in 99-99.
All right.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Thank you very much.
John. Dave from Rustic Oak here. Love your show. Looking forward to a prosperous next 4 years. Thank you for all you guys do and for the outstanding commentary.
All right, first of all, Rustic Oak.
Oh, yeah.
They gave us the mixers. These are fucking outstanding.
Oh, nice.
Now, my only criticism, I need a sugar-free mixer, please. Thank you. All right.
As the day is long, I need a sugar-free mixer. Because
gayer than his boyfriend.
I'm going to end up with my diabetes.
All right. I concede. Continue on.
I like to snort Splenda off my penis straw.
You guys suck, man. Hey, everyone in the Rutschman gets fucked with. Even me.
We may suck. You swallow.
Oh, dude.
Wow.
Savage. Savage.
What else do you say here? Thank you for all that you guys are doing for the outstanding commentary. Sipping a celebratory glass of Pappy 23 that I've been holding on to for that special occasion. Cheers, gentlemen.
That's a nice one.
Okay. Very nice. And FMF veteran, while I drove into Tallahassee, the news stated Arizona had not yet counted the votes. Shocker. Maricopa County is probably like, oh, we need to give a few more to Kamala, right?
I could have sworn it.
Even Arizona. Though it's over and she conceded, why the fuck are they even bothering to still count the votes?
I got you.
Stupid. Never underestimate the power of evil to try to get what it wants. But with that being said, it's time to appreciate the coping and seething.
You are coping and seething. You just can't accept what you're seeing. Yes, you're coping and seething. The truth is scalding, and now you are molding and coping. Coping so hard.
Coping and seething. We are right on the edge of very gay there, though.
I agree. It's just on the side.
Right up against the edge of it.
If we all hadn't grown up watching WWF, I would say it counts.
Arizona reporting 97%, and they have Trump at 52.3.
Yeah. There you go.
And vaginosis
Harris?
Neck Harris.
Vaginosis Harris. That's great.
Vaginosis neck hair. That's like a minor villain
I want to see Carrie Lake win, but it looks like she's not going to make it.
Yeah.
God damn it. They fucked. That's the second time. Her holes have to be raw. She's been fucked so many times over there. God damn it.
They put her through the ringer.
They hate her more than Trump because she's former legacy media.
Yeah.
Feminists hate anti-feminist women more than they hate anybody.
Oh, so much.
Like the fucking cuck men hate us more than the women do.
Well, dude, look at what happened. Like, you know, the party that's totally all about your black rights and BLM and all that stuff. As soon as any one of them comes out and votes conservative or even intimates like they might, it's what, like Kanye West, all of a sudden CNN, they bring on that guy, oh, yeah, Kanye West is what happened when Negroes don't read. Wow, your racism is really showing. Mm-hmm. Nice work there. Here we go.
At a bare minimum, you're an Uncle Tom.
I'm into individual rights, not this collective one group has this special, this, that. It's like, hey, man, you have this individual right. Responsible with it.
I got you. Let's
you guys ready for some meltdowns?
Yeah, yeah.
The party of joy is having a meltdown.
So is anyone else having a meltdown? I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to wait.
Okay, so we already have the chest tattoos and the stupid piercings and whatnot. Tell me you didn't have a father at home.
She's got to be in her 50s.
Yeah, she's done.
Yeah, well, yeah, she got a tattoo on her face so that every time she looks in the mirror, she can be satisfied with the knowledge that blowing that guy at the glory hole was only the second dumbest thing she ever did.
I'm so stressed how you can't look out into the world, people of this country and see what's happening.
Wow. What a catwoman.
We're all fighting for rights not to be taken away.
Which right. ones?
Yeah, which
I
ones?
I go from hysterically crying one minute over the pain of this situation and then hysterically crying the next minute, watching so many people come together and women from around the world supporting us.
She watches so many people come together whenever she invites her friends over.
For a rub?
For a rub and tug partner, yeah.
Rub and tug.
Now, saying, first of all,
they have a full dishwasher the next day.
I'm going to have to give this woman a 3 because of the tattoos.
It's awful, man. It's just got this shit up here. She looks like a fucking Care Bear.
Fuck, dude. Oh,
she doesn't have a good relationship with her dad.
Looks like a Care Bear fucked a suicide girl.
Yeah, she doesn't have a good relationship with God.
She needs Jesus.
That'd be the only one who could save her. I'm just
all right, next one. Let's move.
You want to move on to the next one? You want to hear the rest of this one?
Oh, yeah, I want to hear
it. Cheering us on. I am 48 years old and I have never experienced anything like this and never thought I would.
Zero eggs per hour.
It's like, it's like I can feel the pain and the
so
fear.
Pathetic.
It's meth withdrawal.
It is. I agree.
It's not the Trump. It's the meth withdrawal.
I don't know how to handle this. I don't know how to get through the next rehab. Couple days. Who knows how long this is going to take?
Wait.
Until January 20th, and then 4 years.
And then, of course, the young turds.
I fucking hate this dude.
Oh, this is great.
Sink?
Oh, yeah. Chunk yogurt, as I call it.
Chunk yogurt.
NBC News, ABC News, and CNN have all called Pennsylvania for Donald Trump. This election is over. Donald Trump is going to be the 47th president of the United States, and he has won re-election. So buckle up, brace for impact. We're going to have 4 years of anarchy and chaos. My prediction, which is not a bold one, is they're going to rob the place blind. All of his donors are going to get everything they wanted.
Oh, give me a break.
There's going to be almost no checks on him. Last time the establishment
it's
checked
gasoline.
Him.
It's exactly what they've
the establishment,
been doing.
But they put some brakes in the car for Donald Trump. And he's a guy.
The big money all went to Kamala. Mm-hmm. All of
she raised $3 billion.
It's gasoline,
she spent $1 billion on this fucking campaign. She outspent Trump 3-1. If anybody would have owed somebody on the other end of this shit show, she would have.
Well, and she owes a lot of blowjobs with that blown out,
No, imagery I am not willing to.
Why do you think her neck looks like that? All the expanding and contracting from that Montel cock for years. Like,
we discussed this on election night. Can we not go over her throat badge again, please?
Okay. Oh, here we go.
That woman just needs to invent Reagan's 49 state victory in 84. You're damn right.
Well, I mean, so much to go through. So many questions. I came onto the set and Willie said, hey, by the way, because we were talking about the historic nature of this sweep.
Yeah.
And Willie said, do you know, he only lost Illinois by 4 points.
4 points.
New Jersey by five. I mean, you talk about we had talked about a red wave 2 years ago that never materialized. This is I've got to say, this is the biggest red wave I've seen since Ronald Reagan's 49 state victory in 1984. It seems every Republican across the country improved.
Oh, I love these. Kamala Harris voters are currently on the verge of tears after being told they traveled hours to see Harris speak for nothing after she canceled on them. I love the face on this chick. I can't. Got to mute that one because it's got copyrighted music.
Yep.
I love the face.
That fucking bitch. She promised me a free Beyonce concert. Damn it.
This is so choice. Everybody, if you don't have an alcoholic beverage, you may want one now.
You want one for this one. Or popcorn. Popcorn is optional.
I guess Pop's going for the...
Makes me feel better about my life.
Going for the testosterone-free Red Bull.
Stop it. Stop.
I hate to be the person that gets on here and cries.
I'm just going to point it out now. Hog ring.
Woman is roomy.
Oh, she's hiding the... this is iceberg angle.
Oh, she plays rugby.
All of her dating profile pictures look like this. It's the iceberg angle.
She's suffering from double Tourette's of the elbow with a fist-face disconnect.
Three quarters of her mass is hidden beneath the surface of that camera.
You're absolutely correct.
But this could break me and my parents apart because they just don't understand what they voted for and what it means and... The bigotry,
you don't know what you voted for.
That they stand behind, and how I like
projection
trying to be a good person. I'm not Catholic like they are, which is ironic.
Shocker.
Isn't religion supposed to make you love?
No,
but I could see it's not.
We are commanded to hate evil. That is why we voted
specifically
the way we
in the Bible.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, this woman needs to go back to doing what she does best, sucking dick, the woman she voted for.
Making me and my parents apart because they just don't get it, and they don't get that they voted for someone who's going to make my friends' lives hell.
Well,
my life's.
Do you notice that there's not a single tear actually rolling down her face?
I don't care.
I don't care either. I'm just saying that she wants people to believe that this is how she's actually feeling, but her face is not turning red and she's not crying. This is all performance art for clicks.
Okay. I can go.
Ever since the coup, all of these little nobodies have discovered that they get their little tiny part on life's big drama stage.
Yep.
And that's what you're seeing here.
And when she was done with this, you know what she did? She went and masturbated with one of Trump's pictures in her hand.
Oh my God. Probably.
She hate fucked a picture.
Oh my God.
Probably. Yeah.
And then put it in the dishwasher.
Okay, I'm a white woman, but my friends are not going to be.
This is the virtue signaling. She wants her friends to believe that she cares, but behind closed doors, she's calling them all of the racial slurs that she assumes Trump fans
now use. Now, even if this was genuine, she's obviously a victim of propaganda.
Because
she's saying hate and bigotry. When you speak the truth,
wait, go back.
Oh, this is—we already talked about this one earlier.
Okay.
Jake Tapper being shocked that Kamala didn't outperform Biden in a single county, already talked about the cope as well. She overperformed in 58 counties in the country, but not zero. Yeah, but it was so important to percent or more in those 58 counties. That's nothing. That's margin of error.
Yeah.
Joy Reid. Oh, this ought to be good.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
This was a surprise being pulled on the American people. This was a very clear message
It was not done through a ground game. This was Elon Musk, nothing to do with Kamala Harris's campaign, which was, again, flawlessly run in 100 days. And so that wasn't the reason for the choice. And so whatever the reason for the choice was, a choice is made.
Is this woman and college?
You keep selling me on him, Joy. You're going to get what we voted for. Yeah, that's exactly why we voted for him.
That's how it works.
We want a closed border. We want illegal immigrants out of the country. We want cheaper gas. We want mean tweets. And we want you to shut your stupid face up.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And a women.
Just stop saying that.
Trump broke the demonic astrologists, too. I'm not sure if I'm prepared for this.
Oh, God. I
haven't seen this one.
All right, run it. Steve hasn't seen it.
What's your sign?
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a Scorpio.
It's Imperator Furiosa. Only, you know, gay and lame.
Wow.
I want to know, I have been studying Kamala's charts, and it looks like she is not only going to win, but she is going to be winning a second term. The next 8 years in her chart look really, really strong. Trump's not so much.
Okay, so I was wrong.
Yeah.
A lot of astrologers were wrong.
Hang on. Pause it real quick. Now, this whole astrology thing, I just have to bring this to everyone's attention logically. If you think that has anything to do with what you do here on this planet, you're obviously out of your cotton picking mind. All right, continue. I'm sorry.
You hate me. You're an astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
Keep her away.
If you think that right now is the time to tell me that you don't believe in astrology, who gives about that?
And they don't care. They throw everything away as soon as it doesn't work for them.
Jesus.
This is my career. I have built a life.
Well, just like they threw away women's rights when the Troons came around.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, let's let Aunt Fensberger tell us how it doesn't.
But if you're going to come into my comments and complain that, well, I'm no longer going to believe in astrology after this. Who gives a f*** for real? Let's be f*** for real right now. That is the last of our f*** worries.
Oh, I could just hear the money running out of her asshole right now.
My mom can't lose her Social Security.
We can't
lose our Medicaid, our Medicare.
No, it's never been on the table.
Wait, I thought you had a career.
Things happening in the world right now, and I know that like you guys think this is some big gotcha, but I don't give a fuck if you think astrology is not real right now, because there is real life shit happening in this country.
All right, zip it, Sinead. We're moving on.
Yeah.
MSNBC's Rachel Madcow.
Madcow.
I love her.
NBC News has a projection.
Okay,
to
is
make.
It just me, or has she aged 8 decades in the last 8 years?
Oh, yes. She's
tree into a fucking butt plug.
Theory.
I just left it in there.
Theory. Proposal for the new regime.
Yeah.
Any act of rape, you have to bang Rachel Maddow in broad daylight on pay per view.
I may never get a hard on again.
No.
Carry on.
What's the opposite?
NBC News now projects that presidential contest has been won by Donald Trump.
Okay.
Yeah.
I believe 66 electoral vote.
That's called an insurmountable lead.
Yes.
Kamala Harris at 194 electoral votes. So to be clear here, this is the third of the seven major swing states that have been called. But Georgia and North Carolina and Pennsylvania, as those three states, presents an almost...
She can't even get her fucking words out.
You know, I want to do a comparison when Trump won last time.
Oh, she was out of her freaking gourd when he won the last
time. Wow.
We could do a whole Mad Cow special.
CNN's Van Jones says it was Republicans who called Trump a fascist Hitler lover, not Democrats. See, this is one of my personal favorites, and I'll tell you why. Somebody in my own family was like, oh, 1984 is coming. Oh, my God. I'm like, okay, so if you think 1984 is coming and not on its way out, then please explain to me how for the last 4 years we were called conspiracy theorists anytime we brought up Joe Biden's cognitive decline, which was obvious to anybody with a pulse. And they hid it from us until it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
If 1984 is on its way out, then maybe you can explain to me how you expect everybody to believe that women can have penises. Wow. And you're so about women's rights, but yet you can't wait to let perverted males into female spaces. and if it's, you know, my body, my choice, then why did you vote for vaccine passports? And then out the other side of your mouth claim that voter ID was racist. Just asking for a friend here.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong.
I was just saying that there are so many things that we have been told definitely. Kamala was never border czar. What are you talking about? We never called her that.
The gaslighting is just.
Oh, yeah. The crime went down under Biden. It didn't go up.
Steve.
Stealth edit.
We need to do a show in the future and actually have all of the examples of the gaslighting.
I was about to say exactly the same thing.
Oh, yeah. We should just do a whole 1984 stream. Okay, so what are some bunch of things that they told us definitely weren't happening? Like, oh, yeah, well, the Hunter Biden laptop, that's just Russian disinformation.
Yeah, we need to put that together because I think that would be a damn good
show. That would be a very good show. That would be a very good show.
Oh, you guys want to turn on the gaslight?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Gotta turn on the gaslight.
Turn on your hard light.
Let's see. Let's listen to the Orwellian spew.
I think the most important to remember is the people who said that he was a Hitler lover weren't Democrats. They were Republicans. People who said that he was a fascist weren't Democrats. They were Republicans who worked for him.
No, they weren't.
And so it's not just these elite Democrats over here, you know, poisoning the well. You had a pretty broad consensus from Chomsky to the Cheneys.
Because that's who we go to for our conservatism.
Those
aren't
Republicans.
The warmongering rhinos that we all hate.
Yep.
Sure.
Noam Chomsky is a hardcore
leftist.
Hardcore Marxist.
And as we all know, the Bushes, the Cheneys, they were all just Republicans in name only. They're rhinos. Yep.
Correct.
All of it.
They're all unipartyists.
Yep.
Oh, Van Jones on the verge of tears. Trans kids are being used as string boards. Oh, here we go.
I hear what you're saying. And I do see it differently because I'm thinking about the people who are not a part of anybody's elite who are hurting tonight. There are African-American women who know a little bit about being talked down to. You know a little bit about having their.
I was just going to ask everybody
with anyone that has any.
Dude, all four of us live in the general Detroit area. Yeah. Not only is talking down to a black woman a bad idea, but
segregation
epic levels
exists.
Is not great.
Just on its own, man. Like,
oh man, I bet Van Jones sleeps with his butt plug in.
Economic dreams.
His
crushed.
Boyfriend makes him.
Hang on.
Who tried to dream a big dream over the past couple months. And tonight they're trading in a lot of hope for a lot of hurt. And they were hoping that maybe this time, one of their own could be seen as worthy.
Oh my!
You mean like Ben Carson, who was literally a poor kid from Detroit who became a world-renowned brain surgeon? Kind of like that, maybe?
Yeah, kind of like that. Or Larry Elder out in California.
Yeah.
This guy would never make it as a Detroit Lions fan.
Who allegedly lost the recall election to Gavin Newsom.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Once again, they're facing rejection. And that hurts. They thought tomorrow morning they're going to walk out with their shoulders back a little bit. Maybe able to breathe for the first time. And feel like they belong someplace. They did everything that they knew how to do. And it's going to be harder than it should be tomorrow for them to hold their heads up.
Pop. That's on them.
Hang on. Pop. All right. Van Jones is goaded into picking a fight with the Berkeley Bears jocks to watch him get his ass beat, and they laughed at him. He's the rejected black kid.
Wow.
Oh, we got a guy in the chat. Ilya Kostovich just called him Vangina Jones.
Yeah. Vangina Jones.
Yeah. The high school Pop and I went to, we had black kids, and we all basically got along. But the football players were the thugs. And everybody got in fights with the football players.
Hell, I even fought the football players, and I was a football player.
Yeah. They were the assholes.
We got to stop the stories. We got to move on through.
But let us know what you guys think of the chat. Do you want us to keep going with the salt? Because it's
quite tasty.
It is quite tasty. Yeah.
So the election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris has not been called yet. We do not know who the winner is, but it is pointing in one direction. And
I just have to call out the caption at the top, America failed women tonight.
Yep.
Gaslighting. It's just gaslighting.
Yes. Just saying. But of course, I can't expect anything less from a dude who's got spaghetti arms.
It's not final, but I just wanted to say that America failed women tonight, primarily. Trump
You're
has
18. What do you know about women?
Nothing. Women, berated them, has been found liable.
He knows they like him to watch them get fucked by other men.
Now, listen, he did say grab him by the pussy, but they took it out of context.
Yes.
He literally say, they let you do that. Yeah. Yes.
Because and he wasn't lying.
He was talking about the money-grabbing little whores.
Yes.
That's what he was talking about.
Women who think that they can suck fame out of a nutsack, essentially.
Yeah. Well, that does happen.
Kamala
sucked fame out of a nutsack, a couple of them.
And he took women's reproductive rights away.
No, he didn't.
And instead of standing up to that, people voted for it.
That's right.
And
because it's not a right. It's a privilege.
We failed our daughters.
You don't have a daughter.
Our mothers. Our sisters, our wives.
You are a sister.
Tonight, America failed them.
You don't have a wife.
Never
have. You never will.
Oh, okay. How did he?
Like, it is unfortunately the reality of the situation.
Well, this guy's a paid shill. No,
but hang on. How was Trump being blamed for taking away women's rights to reproduce?
I was listening to somebody bitch about it too. It's like, oh, Trump, he was like, well, you know that the Supreme Court made this decision while Biden
was in office.
Yeah.
Right, correct.
Right.
And it's Roe v. Wade, and all they did was return the responsibility back to the states where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, so most of these women are still just as free to be cum-gargling slutstitutes as they used to be.
Yeah.
And every single one of the exceptions that they claim is so dire to have, you know, rape, wincest, life of the mother's on the line, what have you, all of that is still in place, even in the states with the strictest conditions on abortion.
Yeah,
that
every single one of them.
Doctor after doctor after doctor has come out and said, "I've never seen a case where an abortion would have solved the problem."
Yes.
Usually, in this case of grape, they're gonna do like there'd be if they're at the hospital and whatnot,
they'll do a DNC.
Yeah. Like right then and there. Mm-hmm. So, like this whole like 8 month shit, you know, like
they
have to lie. The bottom line is they have to lie. Like the case in Georgia, the woman did not die because she didn't get access to abortion care. She actually did.
Druggie.
She missed her initial appointment, which was for a DNC, and then they gave her the pill. And they said, after this is done, you need to come back for a follow-up. She didn't and got septic and died, not because she didn't get access to care, but because she was stupid.
And didn't care.
Hang on. I don't want to see anyone die.
No, I don't want to see anyone die over this either.
No.
Getting dead because you let some stranger cream pie your dumb ass is one of the dumbest reasons dirt dart.
It's a Darwin. It's a Darwin thing. You know, I mean, Darwin usually comes and slaps you on the back of the head when you're stupid, and most of the time you die from it. There you go. All right, move along.
Most of these ladies prefer it when Darwin just grabs them by the hair and forces their mouth down on it.
Well, that's,
cream pie Harris. I'm just saying.
Here we go.
This is great.
I love this one.
This man is so mad he said he will never buy a Tesla. Oh, no.
Well, Donald Trump is now our 47th president of the United States of America. This election was not even close.
Nope.
Which I find odd considering Kamala Harris's rallies.
I love how his lisp overcomes his gains.
Kamala Harris's rallies have like no attendance. She had to bus people
in. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
How can he say that her rallies preclude a victory? That's retarded. We're going to keep the salt going. I love this.
We have Elon Musk paying $1 million per day to encourage people to vote for Donald Trump.
No, that's not what he took it for.
Personally,
it was literally, for those of you who don't know, it was literally a constitutional pledge to uphold the Constitution of the United States. That's literally all it was. The left had to spin it because there was nothing to spin.
Yes.
Disgusted by that. I'm disgusted enough to delete my ex account.
Go ahead.
Disgusted enough to never order a Tesla as long as I shall live.
Okay.
I want to take this moment to congratulate
what those sacrifice
for Donald Trump,
such noble
which was the overwhelming majority of Americans. You chose to vote for a dictatorship.
No, we didn't.
And that is what you will get. America is no longer the land of the free. You have chosen, by siding with Donald Trump, to throw our United States Constitution and our United States flag.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask, has any administration gotten more Supreme Court spankings for unconstitutional behavior than this one?
I believe you are correct.
There are 8 or 9 that I can just remember off the top of my head.
Wait, I don't remember them all.
I was told that it would be a dictatorship. I voted for dictatorship. I have none.
But listen, they're setting the stage.
Wow.
Because when Trump decides to crack.
Well, yeah, they were calling him a dictator before when he was being obstructed by his own party. Yeah, these people are retards.
Correct.
And yet, how many executive orders did Biden sign in his first 100 days of office? And yet that wasn't called the dictator shit at all.
Yeah, he's going to have to do an anti-monopoly thing for the media because, I mean,
we need to reinstitute the Smith-Mundt Act.
Well, that's number one. Number two, we need to get the 6 corporations that own all of our media out of the way.
Yep.
They need to go.
Yeah, but honestly, I think if you live overseas, you shouldn't own anything in America. Period.
I'm 100% on that.
Wipe out all of Soros's advantages. It's done.
Yep.
And by the way, fuck that guy. There's another one here. The left is losing the plot over Trump's win.
I will make it my life's mission, my dying wish, that none of you weirdos can hide in the future. You
Bring
can't
it,
lie
bitch.
To your kids. You can't lie to your grandkids about, oh, it was so confusing. It was hard to see the truth. He was so convincing. I will not let you get away with that.
You're talking about Biden?
That was not normal. This is not normal. I will make it clear to everyone. I will make sure no one is confused about how things were right now in this very vital, crucial time in American history.
You mean where we were letting perverts into the girls' locker rooms and you're called a bigot if you think that's weird?
Yeah.
She literally looks like a pinhead, though. Look at, just get the big, and the top of her head is missing.
And her head comes to a point.
Yeah, she's like Zippy the Pinhead.
I prefer Pinhead from Hellraiser.
And then there's that jaw.
Confusing. It was not confusing at all. You just stood for that. You stood with that and for that.
Yes, we do.
I can't emphasize enough. There will be nowhere to hide.
Okay.
And history is going to look back on this and look back on you in a very negative light.
Polar opposite. Because inevitably what is going to happen is shit will implode.
Yes.
And history is going to look back on this as the point where, well, maybe we got that one wrong.
Yeah.
Well, the leftoids anyway are going to be because they look at remember we talked about the lobotomy thing used to be seen as the miracle cure.
Yes.
Yeah. But
listen, man, you are going to have a tidal wave of people who are, converted over supposedly to the other sex, wanting to roll back time and undo everything. It's going to be a mountain of pain.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a terrible tragedy because a lot of them, as they get older, are going to off themselves.
Yes, they are.
I don't mean to be mean. I don't mean to be cruel.
That's
saying
the truth.
This is what's going to happen.
They're going to join the fantastic 41%.
Yep. Yeah. It is
what
it is. I
guarantee you that's what's going
to
happen.
And it breaks my heart because, I do what I do to stop suicide. But literally, these individuals, there's nothing I can do for them. Because they chose to go against the rules and the laws of the universe.
Yeah.
When you get sent down here from the grand architect with the model that you're riding in on, and all of a sudden you get here and you say, oh, he was wrong. I'm something. It's never going to be a good outcome.
Yeah. Who was the little actress? Ellen Page? Was that
Ellen Page?
Oh, my God.
She was the prettiest little thing. She's
not anymore. Not
anymore. She was talented. I know, but I guarantee you within the next 10 years, she's just going to mentally go to pieces.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, at least she captured her tits while, on film while she still had them. I appreciate that much about what she did.
Yeah, yeah.
it's just such a shame, though.
It's heartbreaking.
Oh, I know. I will never forget what they took from us. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
And neither will this, way, crybaby, give me hog ring.
What is wrong with you?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
I can't do this anymore. I'm literally sick to my stomach.
We're going to save democracy by ignoring it.
What has happened to America? What has happened to democracy? What has happened to freedom?
It worked.
Yeah.
What?
I'm,
This is a message to anyone who follows me. If you voted for Trump, unfollow me and block me.
Okay.
If you didn't vote, okay, unfollow me and block me.
Okay.
The fact that it's this close means I've lost all hope in the American
people. It wasn't
people close. Like, it should not be this close.
It was a slur, exactly.
Why would anyone vote for this person? He's so evil. He's so demented.
What?
And yet these people who say that he's evil, demented, racist, and sexist, and all this other stuff, where's the proof? Yeah. I've been waiting for over 8 years to have actual proof dropped in my lap. I have none.
Correct.
I wanted to see the Russian hooker piss videos. That
would have been amazing. I would have laughed my balls off.
Oh, yeah.
Watch the hand contortions on this girl, though. She is clearly in need of a white robe and a hospital.
You mean the hug me robe?
Lithium, yeah, baby. Here, a Reddit post from Tay Tay Trouble. I had my husband make us up go bags weeks ago. I hoped, manifested, wished every day that we'd never have to use them. And here we are. It's happened. I'm completely numb. I thought I'd be a mess right now, but nothing. I haven't even cried. My husband, on the other hand, is wailing, screaming, banging his head off the kitchen cabinets. You sure your husband isn't your wife?
Wait, this is this next line.
He has a history of self-harm, and I'm terrified he's about to relapse. Oh. We can only hope.
No. Let's not do that.
I'm telling a joke, faggot.
Right. Okay.
Our daughters are crying and asking if they're safe, and we had to compose ourselves. Were they born your sons? I'm asking for a friend. No, they're not. We're not. It's a family. Our lives here in this city are over. We both lived here since birth. Multiple generations of family born here, but we can't and won't let our trans daughters.
Score!
Here's the bottom line, Tay Tay Trouble. You're child abusers. Neither one of you should have, you know, children. And I pray to God that somebody takes those children away from you before they off themselves.
And you just admitted that your husband has violent tendencies.
Yeah, yep. Congratulations. Let's see how well that works for you when CPS comes a knocking.
Yeah.
Wow.
And your husband doesn't even have a cocking.
Wow.
Yeah. Well.
But
yeah,
I mean,
it's all good.
The sad part is, there's so many people on the left who literally have lost their grip on reality.
Yeah.
And it is just, I'm terrified.
And all you have to do is ask them questions and they freak
out.
They
don't fucking
I know.
Like
what
it.
Rights are trans people losing? Well, if you don't know, I'm not going to educate. It's not my responsibility to educate.
Exactly.
That's always their fallback when they can't answer a basic question.
Oh, it's also the feminist, like, who hurt you?
Yeah, who hurt you? Yeah. Okay, why do you consider abortion a reproductive right? Is it in the Constitution? Well, if you're not going to read it, well, I did.
Yeah,
that's why I'm
not
asking.
In there.
You just don't understand it. You're not smart enough to understand it.
Yeah.
They'll do it better this time around, too.
Well, it's these same people who tell you to defer to the dictionary definition of effinism whenever you talk about how evil and Marxist it is. What? But then when it comes to the definition of racism that's in the dictionary, well, that's just the dictionary. It needs to be updated. It needs to be changed.
Blake, I have several dictionaries. One of these days you'll have to come see my old book collection.
Now, hang on. Nice.
There was no word racism in the dictionary prior to 1967.
Okay. That doesn't shock me.
Now, Obamacare, was that or was that not overturned because medical care is not specifically mentioned in the Constitution?
The reason why they couldn't pass it in its first inception is because it's not mentioned in the Constitution. The reason why they were able to pass it through SCOTUS is because some dingbat up there on the bench thought, well, if we call it a tax because of the individual mandate, then we can pass it.
Mm-hmm. And again, there is no mandate to tax in the Constitution.
There's no law that says you have to pay income taxes, period.
At all.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And 90% of the taxes we pay have all been invented by our out-of-control bureaucracy over the last 70 years.
And they need to go.
Yes, they do. They along do. With most of the bureaucracy.
Most of the federal agencies just got to go. Just overhaul
I may or may not, them. I may or may not know of somebody who has not bothered to file a federal tax form in 8 years now and has had zero consequences.
Mm-hmm. I just pay my taxes.
Well, eventually what happens is if you owe enough, they'll just send
a SWAT team. Taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't interact with them. Or this person that I know of doesn't interact with. There goes that. Anyway, carry on.
just a brief pause before we get back to the salt here. Just wanted to show this to you because, you know, in case you still think that the 2020 election is the most fair and just and clean election in U.S. history, I would love to have explain this.
Yeah, this is the smoking gun right here.
People are asking, what happened to the 15 million votes? No, no, no. The question is, where the fuck did they come from?
Well, it's almost 20 million.
Yeah.
It's not 15. It's somewhere between 18.
Well, right here, because Joe Biden got allegedly 81 million scoops of ice cream, right? Mm-hmm. This right here is between 65 and 70.
Okay.
Okay, so it's on the lower end here. So you're looking at 66 to 81. So it's 15 million.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a lot of dead people.
Yeah.
If anybody can actually give me an answer for that that doesn't involve the words rigged, cheating, stolen, I'd be glad to listen to
all you. Right. Twist yourself. I got one. Presses. I got an excuse right here. Divine intervention.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
In the butt. We're going to read a couple more YouTube chats here, and then we'll jump back into more salt, and then we're going to go over to Rumblies and the Tumblies. Soldier Girl, back in the chat. Haven't seen you for a while, baby. Good to see you. Thank you very much for the donation. What do we got here? I'm going to move back up here. Christian Patton, how about joining the military now that Trump won? It's going to take a lot longer.
I can't recommend it. I can't recommend it.
It's going to take a minute for that to unfuck itself.
The entire officer corps is Marxist right now.
Yeah, yes. They got to go.
Yeah.
Brian Rangers, I hope Trump goes after the people who backstabbed him while he was in the presidency and still claimed to be innocent, right? Yes.
Yep. Yeah, Pence.
Yep. Fan I am. Dwarf, do the runes behind you say Eam the Crow?
My clan motto is actually God provides for the crows.
Ah, okay.
Or God feeds the crows. It's a battle motto. Because what do the crows eat after the battle? Your dead ass.
Yep.
My family clan motto is actually God provides for the crows.
I never trust anyone or anything that eats ass for the record.
So it says feed the crows.
Let's see. Ethan Comey, are you guys sick of winning yet? Never.
Nah.
Popster from Brian Rangers, what did my man from Ukraine who came on the show say? What happens to women in a bad society? You're talking about Z?
Yeah. First of all, when everything goes to shit, feminism goes into hiding.
It evaporates.
Yeah, very quickly, too.
They all want to go back to the kitchen. No one wants, they don't want to fight. They don't want to do the man stuff. But the minute all of that goes away, they want to have all the rights and special privileges and, do all of the stuff that, where they can make the same amount of money. And
yeah.
In fact, I'm going to start a series called Simpology.
Symbology.
Yeah. And I'm going to have, they're going to be shorts. I'm going to get them to Steve and they're going to be released. And I'll probably do them on my phone while I'm in the car or something.
Sounds like a simple plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do we got here? Dwarf, I love Founders beer from Fan I Am. You drinking a Rebaeus?
I am indeed.
Outstanding. Founders is good stuff.
I love Founders.
Have you ever been to their actual bar? They make a phenomenal sandwich there called the Godfather.
We should go there for lunch one day.
Let's do it.
We'll do a regimental lunch.
Yeah.
Now, this next guy here, he's going to be very popular with the feminists who are stupid enough to believe that Trump's coming for your reproductive rights. Johnny Coathanger.
Ah.
We won! Don't put your body/soul armor away just yet. Evil does not rest. False flag incoming. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There's a reason why guys like Vangina Jones are saying the shit that they are. It's because they want to radicalize people to take shots. They want to. Because what happened in Butler was obviously an inside job. And that's why he was whacked and the scene was cleaned before anyone was able to take forensic evidence. It's much easier if they can radicalize somebody who's totally disconnected to go in there and take their shot.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then they can just cast it off as a lone wolf.
Man.
Sure. Totally not radicalized by a media that's in the pocket of the establishment.
As far as this election goes, everybody's doing their little victory lap and everything. Can't rest on your laurels now, not when you've got none.
Amen to that.
Correct.
Ian Curtis, Joy Division. Okay.
There you go. Simpology and its consequences. Mad Dog 1991, did my part in Wisconsin, priced in at my condo here in Madison. Kind of funny watching all the people losing their collective minds over this Tuesday's results. 77 square miles surrounded by reality. Mm. Oh, you guys ready for some more salt?
Oh, yes.
Bring bring the salt.
Let's watch a few of these at a time, and then we'll jump into the rumblies and the tumblies and start getting through some of those chats.
All right.
Bubble bath girl status. This ought to be interesting. Oh, this is one of my personal favorites here.
Oh, this now, is a good one. Cool.
There's nothing more delusional than a woman who thinks that men watch her content for
Wait. Before you hit that there, we have a new bra size here. I'd like to point out the new bra size is 34C long.
I thought you were looking at the 4B there. Oh, oh, this ought to be interesting. Down, baby.
Not that my content reaches a lot of men because I have an IQ of 130.
No, you don't.
But I want the men in this country to know that half the female population, we're dry. We're probably going to stay dry.
Good.
We're dry as a desert, baby. And I don't want
that means that the other half is nice and wet.
Listen,
I'm just saying, like, this woman, for somebody with 130 IQ, allegedly, I don't believe that for a second. She's probably got a room temperature and or a shoe size IQ. She would understand that there are 3.5 billion bonus hole havers on this planet. That makes her the opposite of special.
Yeah, listen, yeah. I did the whole seven-year thing. It doesn't bother me anymore. I don't care.
Clean your front butt in the sink, bitch.
Yeah. I need to change. Yeah, we're not going to like you anymore.
Fine. Like us in the first place.
Like, it doesn't matter if you take away abortion. Like, we'll want to have your babies even less.
That's
right?
fine.
If you take away contraception, like, women
which no one's
really
talking
good
about.
Yeah.
At celibacy because you guys are actually a threat to us.
God.
So we have a lot less.
Okay, so she's already a strong 4.5, but the second she opens her mouth, it goes down to a 1.
Don't even finish her. Don't even finish her.
Yeah, I don't need to hear this.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hell with this bitch.
Yeah. Chad, Tyrone, Pookie, and Ray already finished her.
Yep.
All over her face, neck, back, and thighs. These chicks, they just crack me the fuck up. They honestly think that this is some sort of a threat. No, what you're doing is you are removing yourself from the gene pool voluntarily and making yourselves easy to pick out.
Well, listen, 63% of the young dudes out there are already not messing with the women out there because they know they're not worth it.
Yeah.
The juice is not worth the squeeze. I went to the gym today. After I ran, I usually sit and bullshit with the young guys.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, what do you think of the Western women? He goes, fuck that.
Well, dude.
Same gym I go to. These fucking young guys, they don't want to get married. Yep. They don't want it. They say they're all whores.
Why do you think these women insist on invading men's spaces?
Correct.
It's because they want access to the top tier dudes because no one's calling them. They don't seem to understand that having a bunch of guys sliding into your DMs doesn't make you desirable or hot. It means you look attainable, which makes you, what's that word? Ordinary.
Easy. Ordinary.
Or
ordinary.
And easy.
Well, that doesn't necessarily make them easy, but it absolutely makes them ordinary. And if there's one thing that women who like to call themselves princesses and queens do not want to hear about themselves, it's that they're ordinary.
Yeah, they're still easy.
Most of them are even below average. You attempt to have a conversation with them, and you get the deer in the headlights look.
A lot of the average women nowadays, like even the ones that have like a good body, they still have like poor day-to-day habits, and there's a lot of like stuff on the face going that kind of
you mean like the face tattoos and the hog
or
rings
like excessive makeup or like they tan a lot or the drinking and the smoking. It's just it's kind of slim pickings.
I
mean, as nasty as some modern women are, I mean, showing up to work with bazooka juice still drying in their hair is not off the table in the near future.
Oh my God.
It's probably going on now.
I woke up like this. I bet you did.
I hit the lottery on this one. My wife loves to take baths, and she has always been like super hygienic.
That's a plus. Good. Very much a plus.
I hit the lottery on that particular issue.
And she was the captain of the cheerleading
team. She was the captain of the cheerleading. I'm not lying. She was
captain of the cheerleading. Not that I would know or anything, But women who can do the splits all three ways are kind of fun.
Some of those women, when they get over 40, they have one hell of a skunk trunk down there, man. It is terrible.
It all depends on how they landscape down there.
No.
If they got the flavor saver.
They need to shave it for the wave off.
You know, like, and if they got like a lot of lips, it looks like Chewbacca with a stubbed toe or something.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
It's bad news bears, man.
All right, next one.
Chewbacca with a black eye. You pick.
No, this is
hilarious.
Speaking of sweaty man boobs,
here we go.
Let it play through.
This is a guy who salts his potatoes with his boob sweat.
Trump's actually gonna win this fucking thing. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm so pissed off. Fuck! God. Fuck! Ah! God damn it!
Wow, what the flying fucker nuts and astro bastards was that?
So what's going on right now? He's walking off camera. He's walking off camera to get his tits milked.
I gotta go get my tits milked.
These people need something in their lives. That's why they have to post this shit of them freaking out all over. Like, they have to go and, like, set up a whole fucking angle and, like, get the camera all ready to go and then enact this entire fucking dramatic cesspool of emotion that they really probably don't even deep down feel.
Yep.
It's the kind of dude who calls the hooker mommy.
Yeah. that's actually a really good example. That's fucking stupid.
I'm just saying.
Korea is a mountainous country, and Korea's topography had nothing on that guy's gut.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, that's pretty accurate.
Oh, man. I bet he's got a fucking, like the hooker has to bring a car jack over just so she can lift his gut out of the way so she can get at the gherkin downstairs.
Two jacks and a board and put it under his gut.
Got a jack stands for each tit. Like,
We're going to hell.
That's okay.
I love Rosie.
Rosie is. She's got male pattern baldness. Shit.
Yeah. Okay, so how's everybody's nerves about this election?
Feeling great.
You know, I'm. Let's say on a scale of 10 being can't think of anything else and.
If Julie Kavner ever dies while The Simpsons is still on the air, she's going to take over as Patty Selma and Marge. Are you listening to the glass gargling shit in this voice?
Yeah, she looks like Cruella.
I wonder if anybody ever actually put the magic D-peg to that.
No.
I would pray not.
I hope not.
That's a terrifying thought.
Shit, anyway. Man. If you ever want to...
Does she say?
If you ever just want to have just irritable bowels and projectile vomit at the same time, watch East of Eden.
Nah.
May need some additional medication. I'm like at a 7.
Uh-huh.
At a 7. So that's all right. I can handle a 7. I'm trying not to watch so much of the news now. I'm trying to recite that amazing prayer you do in Al-Anon and AA about...
You would know.
You know. Mm-hmm. The wisdom to know the difference between the things you can and cannot change. And, you know, if you voted, if you donated, if you could, whatever you did, you participated. And now, you know, you got a week left to worry. And then it's in someone else's hands, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just think with all those people showing up for Kamala,
what, all 5 of them?
I don't think it's as close as they're saying it is.
Good.
I really don't.
You're right. It's 6 million off.
The dumpster.
Careful with that 6 million number there, you anti-Semite.
That guy.
So this is an old one, actually. This is from Halloween, so the election hadn't even happened yet. That one's on you, Steve. You picked that one.
No, it's just always good to listen to her because she's so...
What is her last name again?
O'Donnell.
Could I get her mixed up with the other Roseanne?
That's
Roseanne Barr.
Okay.
There's just a lot of a logic that's not applied, and that gives me a headache. I don't expect it. I don't expect them to have logic or like integrity or anything like that, and I should be used to it, but I still just, my head hurts when I hear that stupidity. Sorry.
I really like this poll, though. I will say this in regards to that last video with Rosie, Pat and Vanna, I'd like to buy a jowl.
Damn, you're on fire tonight.
Do us all a favor, Rosie. stay off camera. We didn't like looking at you when you were young. All right.
Yep.
I feel like a sadomasochist just looking at your ugly carcass.
Are any of these people moving? Rosie, Springsteen, are any of them moving today?
Well, they all promised, but
they
we all know how pedophiles like to keep their promises.
We know
the only one who ever followed through was Johnny Depp.
Yep. And he, well, he didn't shit the bed, so Amber took care of that for him.
Yep.
I love, you know, the, after Kamala's concession speech, all these, you know, people are like, well, you know, she conceded with grace and we need to move forward and blah, blah, blah.
No, she didn't.
Do you want peace with Democrats now? 95.2% vote no.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait. So was that poll specifically towards like MAGA Republicans or like just say everybody not left?
I guess people in general at this point.
All right, stand by. I have to do an announcement. All right. This is the standard announcement. We've been demonetized beyond all rhyme and reason since roughly 2015.
Dude's being very generous tonight.
We cannot get over 133,000 subscribers for the past 5 years. Likes are being blocked. It is unbelievably just how one-sided YouBoob has become. This is not a cheap show to do. We are working on a shoestring budget. So anything that you donate will help us keep moving forward, and we deeply appreciate it. Thank you very much. Boom. All right.
You guys are awesome. Oh, wow. Yeah, I haven't seen this one yet. So Seattle police shut down an Antifa election night riot in the area near the former Chaz Autonomous Zone occupation.
I love the Washington Mounties.
Oh, here we go.
So let me get this straight. Trump hadn't even been declared the winner yet. Obviously, at this point, it was going sort of well, but we barely really had any news. And yet, in an area that went entirely for Kamala, they still rioted?
Yeah. A shocker. Shocker. Listen,
of course,
you have a bunch of people out there who have bought into the propaganda, and they're willing to go out and riot over this crap.
They're nostalgic for 2020, man. Come on.
Apparently, yeah.
Fair enough.
Summer of love.
Yeah,
I just there's a level of pathetic to this sort of shit, especially that I can't wrap my thinking meat around because I'm a logical person.
It hurts your head, doesn't it?
It really does.
I see. Like, I'm not even trying to be funny when I try to understand this shit. It's like you people give me a fucking headache.
Yeah.